Oh, saints, so happy to see so many saints here this morning. You know, the two hymns that we sang earlier, hymn 200, on the Lord as the Sun of Righteousness and the Morning Star, and then this hymn 815, on Christ as the Word and the Spirit. In a sense, these two hymns represent the burden of this portion of the Word that we are covering today. That there is the burden that we would prepare ourselves for the Lord's coming by experiencing Him as light, especially in His aspect of Him being the bright morning star rising in our hearts. But in order to do that, we need to know Him as the Word and as the Spirit. In particular, we need to learn how to turn, how to convert the written word into the living word, and even into the applied word. So last night, I think Jesse and Paul gave us a wonderful introduction, and many saints prophesied on the first message of the International Chinese-Speaking Conference on making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming. And their first message is... The stress there is on making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by loving His appearing and not loving the present age. And you can say that the emphasis there, of course, is love. We need to love the Lord. We need to love His presence, His present presence, and we need to love His appearing. Now, in this conference, we'll cover only four of the five messages of the Chinese-speaking conference. So we won't cover message two, which is on making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by growing in life unto maturity. But just to give the saints a little overview, you know, in one sense, we pray, the Lord, come quickly. But in another sense, the Lord will say to us, while you are awaiting my coming back, I am awaiting your maturity. Only your maturity can hasten my coming back. So, of course, this message, the emphasis is on life, on the growth in life and the maturity in life. Just like Jacob, he was transformed even after the losing of Rachel. But he was still not mature. So the Lord needs to arrange the environments so that this vessel can be filled with the life that transformed him. To be mature, to be transformed, is to be changed by the divine life. But to be mature is to be filled with the life that changes us. We need to pray to the Lord, grow in me day by day, that I may grow unto maturity. So the emphasis on this message is certainly on the matter of life, the growth in life, and the maturity in life. But this morning we come to message three of the conference, which is maybe we can all read together the title. Amen. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by giving heed to the prophetic word, as to a lamp shining in the dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts. Of course, this title is based on just this one verse, 2 Peter 1:19. And it's good for me to maybe read that verse to you. And we have the prophetic word made more firm, to which you do well to give heed as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Raleigh helped us to see that in this verse, you actually have three sources of light. You have the prophetic word that becomes the lamp shining in the dark place. And secondly, you have the dawning day. And thirdly, you have the rising morning star. And certainly this message, the emphasis here is on the matter of light, the matter of the experience of Christ as light. So in the first three messages of the conference, you have love, life, and light. In order to prepare ourselves for the Lord's coming, we need to love him and love his appearing. Actually, as our brother pointed out to us, only by loving him can we grow in life. The more we love him, the more this life will grow in us. And of course, in order to have light, we need to love the Lord. We need to love him and love his appearing. But in turn, we see that the more light we have, the more growth in life we have. I was reminded of Genesis chapter 1, where the light on the first day is sufficient for the lowest form of life, the plant life, on the third day. But in order to have the further growth in life, you need the fourth day lights. You need the stronger lights. Then the principle is that in order for us to grow in life, we need the shining of the divine light. We need to aspire and long to experience the Lord as light. And of course, the more light we have, the more we love the Lord. When he shines on us, we cannot but love him more. Right? And this is our experience. And in this verse, these three sources of light, the prophetic word as the lamb, the rising morning star, and the dawning day. In a sense, it refers to our experience now, but eventually it will point to the experience of the overcomers at the end of this age. Every day, we need to give heed to the prophetic word so that it becomes a lamp shining within us. And this lamp will become the rising morning star. Who is Christ himself as the living word. We need to always start with the written word, with the constant word. We cannot leave that. We cannot depart from that. But it's not enough just to have the written word. We need the written word to be converted, to be turned into the living word. And this living word will be Christ rising within us, appearing to us as the morning star. I was touched, Jesse mentioned last night, we need to love the Lord's present presence. But how can we enjoy his presence? Of course, we can call on his name, enjoy the Spirit. But actually, in our experience, for us to have a solidified experience of the presence of the Lord, we need the Word. We need the written word, and we need to convert the written word into the living word. We can enjoy the Lord appearing to us, rising in us as the morning star. Now, once we have the Lord rising in us as the morning star, that will lead us to the experience of the dawning day. Of course, we can say that the Lord is the day, but more specifically, the day refers to the coming kingdom age, which is full of light, full of brightness. And we don't have to wait until the coming age to experience the day. Today, if we experience Christ as the morning star, that will bring in the dawning day. Our inner condition will be full of light. And that is the kingdom. The kingdom, outwardly, you know, our understanding of the kingdom is that you have a king with a crown ruling over many subjects, but there's still something outward. What is the intrinsic meaning of the kingdom? Actually, the intrinsic reality of the kingdom is that it is a shining. It is the shining of the divine glory in the divine light. I was reminded in Matthew 16 at the end of that chapter, the Lord said, truly I say to you that some will not taste death until the Son of Man comes in his kingdom. But then in chapter 17, the Lord was transfigured before Peter, James, and John. His transfiguration, in which his face shone like the sun, his garments were dazzling white, bright, shining. That shining is the coming of the kingdom. And when we experience this today, when we seek the Lord as the morning star, when we love him, we enjoy him as the morning star, eventually we enjoy him as the shining of the kingdom. This shining will subdue us. This shining will correct us. This shining will adjust us. Sometimes no one can adjust us, but only the Lord's light, the shining of the kingdom, can subdue us. But in order to have this experience, we experience him firstly as the lamp of the prophetic word, then as the rising morning star, then as the shining of the day, the kingdom. To have that, we need to start with the prophetic word. And just to mention, this, of course, is our daily experience. But at the end of the age, the Lord will appear to his overcomers, his seeking ones, his loving seekers. Firstly, not as the day or as the Son of Righteousness, but as the bright morning star. This will appear at the darkest time of this age, just before the Great Tribulation. And after the Great Tribulation, the Lord will come openly as the Son of Righteousness to bring in the day of the age of the kingdom. But our aspiration is not just to experience Christ as the Son of Righteousness. Our aspiration is to know him secretly, to love him and seek after him, to gain him as the bright morning star. This is the first reward to the overcomers. And in order to do that, Brother Matthew will elaborate more on our experience on that. I just want to say that in this Holy Word for Morning Revival portion that we went through, I just felt that Brother Lee's word was so balancing. He gave such a balanced word to us on how we can experience Christ as light. He mentioned that we need to study the prophecies. The prophetic word can refer to the written word in general, but it refers also to the prophecies of the Lord's coming. God wants us to know the prophecies. The Lord charges us to know the prophecies, to understand the prophecies. And if the church does not have the prophecies, it will suffer loss. Particularly the saints will not be watchful for the Lord's coming. The believers will fall into darkness. And I realize that if I don't have his prophetic word, I will also live in darkness. Today, the present age is a dark place in the dark night. And all the people in this world, they are living, moving, and acting in darkness. And if we don't have the word, we will live the same way as they do. We can still be in the church life somewhat, but for the most part, we are living and moving in darkness. I just felt the Lord spoke to me, I need the prophetic word. I need to give heed to the prophetic word until it becomes a lamp shining on my feet, shining on my path, so that this light can guide my footsteps to the bright day of the Lord's second coming. How will we be guided to the Lord's second coming? By the prophetic word as the shining lamp. And may we give heed to it. Convert this word, this written word, to the living word until the day dawns within us and the morning star rises in our hearts. I was reminded that at the beginning of Matthew, the gospel of the kingdom, on Christ as the king, we have the Magi seeking him because they saw the star. But because they do not have a proper understanding of the prophecy in the scriptures, they went to Jerusalem, and the scribes and the Pharisees told them, Christ will be born in Bethlehem, not Jerusalem, because of Micah 5:2, which they quoted to them. And the scribes had the prophetic word, but they do not have the star. The Magi, they don't have the prophetic word in the beginning, but they had the star because they were seeking. They were loving the Lord and seeking the Lord. And they had the living star to guide them to Christ at his first coming. May we all have this aspiration. I would experience Christ as the living star. In our daily morning revival, we need to spend time in the Word until Christ as the morning star rises in our hearts. The written Word will be converted to the living Word. Then we will enjoy the Lord's presence. We need to enjoy his appearing again and again until we see him in his second coming, in his appearing as the bright morning star. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Amen. Praise the Lord that we have the prophetic word, right? As a lamp shining in a dark place, you know. I'd just like to continue our brother's fellowship by underscoring this matter of the Lord's coming in its two aspects, right? As we've seen, you know, in the open aspect of Christ's coming, he will appear publicly as the Son of Righteousness to all the people on the earth, right? And this will occur after the Great Tribulation. And his appearing as the Son of Righteousness, saints, will bring in the age of the kingdom. But prior to his open coming, as we've seen, saints, Christ will come in a secret way, right? Before the Great Tribulation. You know, this time, that time will be the darkest time in human history. And at this darkest time, saints, Christ will appear privately, not as the sun, but as the bright morning star, right? Amen. To his overcoming believers, right? Amen. You know, saints, I think we all realize that the age we're living in is like a dark place in a dark night. And you know, this night is just getting darker and darker, right? And if you look outwardly, you know, the people of this world, they seem very active. You know, apparently they're doing many things and accomplishing many things. But saints, in reality, as far as the Lord's appearing is concerned, you know, all the people of this world are asleep, right? And I was touched, you know, as Shuming mentioned, even as believers, it's possible for us to be somewhat asleep with regard to the Lord's coming. So saints, I'm thankful. Aren't we thankful for the Lord speaking to us this weekend, right? This speaking is a reminder for us, saints, to make ourselves ready, right? Not just for the Lord's appearing in a general way, but for the Lord's appearing as the morning star. You know, in Revelation 2:28, the Lord says that he will give the morning star to him who overcomes. So not to all the believers, but to the overcomers. And the overcomers, saints, are those who are watching, those who are preparing, and who are waiting for the Lord's appearing, right? Under Roman numeral 2C in the outline, there's a point which reads, "He will secretly give himself as the morning star to those who love him and who watch and wait for him, that they may have the priority, saints, to taste the freshness of his presence at his coming back after a long absence." Saints, this should be our longing, right? Don't we have a longing to taste the freshness of the Lord's presence at his coming back, right? And as we've been seeing this weekend, for us to enjoy this, to enjoy this reward, saints, we need to be those who are enjoying the freshness of the Lord's presence today, right? Right? The reward of the bright morning star, saints, is for those who are enjoying Christ as the morning star today, right? Rising in their hearts day by day, right? So, saints, how much we should treasure the Lord's presence, right? And seek the Lord's presence each day as the morning star rising in our hearts. And to have the morning star rise in our hearts, saints, we need to give heed, as we've seen. We need to give heed to the prophetic word. Okay, Roman numeral 3D says, "When we give heed to the word of the scriptures, as to a lamp shining in a dark place, the condition within us will be like the day dawning and the morning star rising in our hearts." I was touched, saints. What does it mean to give heed, right? To give heed is not only to read the word, and in a sense, not only to obey the word in an objective way, right? Saints, to give heed means that we're entering into the word, right? Until something begins to rise in our being, right? I like this word until, right? Until, in 2 Peter 1:19. We need to give heed until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts, right? Amen. So this should be our attitude whenever we come to God's word. Concerning this matter, I'd just like to read a brief excerpt regarding our practical experience. And this is from the Collected Works of Witness Lee, 1970, Volume 1. And this is also in the Morning Bible book. Here Brother Lee says, "Sometimes we may take the Bible, read it, and feel that we receive nothing. Other times, however, when we open our heart and give heed to this prophetic word, something within us is shining, rising, dawning, breaking through. Amen. While we are pray reading the verses of the Bible, there's a sense deep within of enlightening, of shining, and this shining creates a love toward the Lord Jesus." Amen. Right? He goes on to say, "Many times when I was with this holy word, something has risen within me like the daybreak. Oh, it is wonderful," right? The situation may not be bright. The surroundings may be full of darkness. But something within us is enlightening, shining, filling with glory, right? So, saints, may our brother's experience also become our experience whenever we come to the word, right? I'd like to share a couple of further points concerning how to receive spiritual light from the word. You know, as our brother Xu Ming shared, you know, when we come to the word, we need to exercise our spirit, right? Amen. Especially to pray over the word, right? Amen. This is how we convert the written word into the living word, right? Amen. And in addition to exercising our spirit, since I was touched that our heart needs to be in the right condition, okay? Amen. And specifically, our heart, firstly, saints, needs to be open to the Lord, amen, right? You know, I don't know about you, but I've wondered why it is that, you know, with some saints, whenever they open the Bible, it seems like they receive so much light from God's word. And, you know, we all have the same Bible, yet the light we receive seems to be different, right? And the reason for this, saints, it's that there's nothing wrong with the Bible, nothing wrong with the word, nothing wrong with the light, right? The difference is that the persons are different, right? The persons reading the Bible are different, right? You know, so the amount of light saints receive altogether depends on the degree of our openness to the Lord. I appreciate 2 Corinthians 3:18, we're very familiar with, right? "We all with unveiled face," right? "Beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord." So when we come to the Lord in the word, saints, we all need to have an unveiled face, right? We need to turn our hearts to the Lord and open our entire being to the Lord. Then the Lord will have a way, saints, to shine upon us, right? to infuse his glory into us, right? In addition, saints, to opening our heart to the Lord, we also need to deal with our heart, any hindrances in our being. And there are many aspects about dealing with the heart, but I'd just like to touch upon one this morning. And this is the matter of having a divided heart. Okay? Saints, if our heart is divided, you know, if it's occupied by so many other things in the world, then, you know, when we, even good things, right, then when we come to the Word, it's difficult for us to receive light. I appreciate Matthew 5:8, which says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Right? Amen. To be pure is not only to have a clean heart, saints, but even more, it means that we're single in heart. We're single in purpose, right? With a single goal of accomplishing God's will for God's glory, right? Also, I appreciate in Matthew 6:22, says, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light." Again, saints, we need to have a single eye that's just focusing on one thing, right? If our heart is single, then, saints, we will receive light whenever we come to God's word. So may the Lord purify, right? We should ask the Lord to purify our hearts, right? Amen. From so many other things, so that our heart will be single toward the Lord. Amen. When our spirit is exercised, saints, and our heart is in the right condition, saints, then the word, as our brother said, will become a shining lamp to us, right? Amen. Through this shining, more of God's element is dispensed into us, right? Amen. And also, saints, this shining issues in more of God's kingdom being established in our being. Yeah. Romans 3:4 says, "If we continually give heed to the shining word of the scriptures, we will have the kingdom as the day dawning in us." Yeah. So on the one hand, the dawning of the day refers to the coming age of the kingdom, right? But on the other, saints, we need to live in the reality of the kingdom today, right? Yeah. And as our brother mentioned, you know, when we think of the kingdom, right, always for me, I think of God's rule, right, God's authority, God's administration. And of course, yes, the kingdom is a realm in which God exercises his authority. But I was really helped to see, saints, that the way, right, the way that God establishes his kingdom in us is not by an outward set of rules, right? It's altogether related to his shining within us, right? It's related to the light of life shining within our being. And in our experience, this shining often comes through the Word of God. You know, when the light shines, this shining exposes us, and this exposing subdues us, right? This is our practical experience, saints, of living in the reality of the kingdom. You know, when the Lord shines in us, we're exposed of our true condition. You know, without the divine light, you know, we may think we're not so bad, right? And we may actually appreciate some things about ourselves that seem to be quite good. But saints, when the light shines, and we realize, you know, we're not so good, right? And the things we thought were good actually are not that good, and actually are contrary to the Lord himself. I'd just like to share a small illustration. I think the husbands among us can relate to this. You know, maybe our wife says something to adjust. By the way, thank you. We thank the Lord for our wives. Yeah, our wife may say something to adjust us in a certain matter, especially something that touches, at least for me, touches our disposition, right, or our habits. And our immediate response is to defend ourselves, right? It's to vindicate ourselves, right? You know, to convince her that we're right, right? But, you know, later on, you know, as we're spending time with the Lord, you know, maybe as we're opening to the Lord in the Word, you know, the light begins to shine, right? And inwardly, saints, we're convicted about our condition. And we realize that we're short, you know? So at the end, it's not a matter of our spouse convincing us, right? It's the divine light, saints, shining in us, causing us to see our real condition before the Lord, right? And saints, once we're exposed by the light, we're also subdued. You know, it's really difficult for the natural man to be subdued, right? But when the light shines, spontaneously there is the subduing. Again, another small illustration in our family life. Maybe as a parent, these are very relevant to me. Maybe we ask our kids to do something at home, but instead of doing it right away, there's some resistance. And our initial reaction, you know, may be to respond in a strong way, you know, to assert our authority, you know, as a parent, you know, as God's deputy authority, right? But inwardly, saints, just as we're about to say something, you know, there's a feeling within, there's a sense, you know, telling us, you know, maybe there's no need to say something right away, right? And inwardly, we just learn to say, "Amen, Lord," right? You know, this inward speaking actually is the Lord shining within us, right? We're not restricted in an outward way, but the Lord's shining restricts us, right? And saints, through this kind of experience, the Lord is able to gain more ground in our being, right? And he's able to establish his kingdom a little more in our being, right? Praise the Lord, saints. I'll just conclude here. May we all learn to take heed to God's word, right? As a lamp shining in a dark place, right? Until, saints, we have the kingdom as the day dawning in us and Christ as the morning star rising in our hearts. Amen.
All right, saints, it's our turn. So we'd like to have the saints who were prepared to come forward. We'll bring forward the two microphones. Primarily the saints from the Central Valley churches, but if the Lord spoke something, we have 40 minutes to confirm this word and to speak out the Lord's shining so he would rise in our hearts. So let's have the saints come forward.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I had a lot prepared, but after the speaking, I have to be careful. Yeah, I really praise the Lord. Romans 13:12 says that the night is far advanced and that the day has drawn near. So let us cast off the works of darkness, amen. Right? And let us put on the weapons of light.
Amen.
Words are everything. It's how the world communicates. And we see that only Christ's words is the light.
Amen.
Psalms 119:105 says that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen.
And it also says that the opening of your words gives light, imparting understanding to the simple.
Wow.
So we don't want to be like those who miss Christ's first coming. You know, they partially knew some of the scriptures, you know, but they missed and they didn't realize that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. They thought he was coming out of Galilee. So today, there is another coming of Christ. Are we partially learning the truth concerning this coming, concerning the abomination of desolation, so that we can realize, are we fully, diligently searching the scriptures to know the truths, so that we won't fall asleep or become loose, and that we will become those who love the Lord's appearing, right, and just pursue with all the saints.
Amen. Amen. So on a practical note, we encourage the saints to exercise to speak within 1 minute. There will be a piano sound. And I do think there is some time for others. If you weren't designated to speak this morning, but you have a sense to respond, I do think there's some time.
Okay. Amen. Lord, I want to enjoy your word. Sometimes it feels like a homework where we study and try to get out some points. But Lord, shine on me brightly. In a personal way, in a private way, so that I can take heed to this prophetic word.
Amen.
Because it's not just for waiting for the Lord, but it's also so that we can prevent from being destroyed. So that part of the morning revival kind of touched me, because many things that are happening in this world are set up to actually destroy us, right? Maybe not in an outward way, but maybe in a psychological or emotional way. So we really need this word to protect us. Some verses that came to me was Isaiah 8:12. Don't call a conspiracy that this people call conspiracy, right? And don't fear what this people fear. And don't hold in awe what they hold in awe, right? We should only fear Jehovah, right?
Amen.
And then the wise man leans to the right, and the foolish man leans to the left, right? Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes 10:2. I just pray that I would also get a doctor like the doctor that the brother yesterday was sharing on. Amen. Someone who you can fellowship with, and someone who believes in the Lord as isn't just following this world's system. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We have the prophetic word.
Amen.
Made firm.
Amen.
Made firm.
Amen. Amen.
Of which we pay, we give heed. Not only we have the word, we need to give heed. As to the lamb shining in darkness, until the morning star arises in our heart.
Amen.
This morning, I was in the word. I said, Lord, shine on me.
Yeah.
And the Lord shined on me on John 21.
Amen.
He asked Peter, Peter, son of John, do you love me more than this? I said, Lord, I love you. The Lord said, feed my lambs.
Amen.
And then he asked again. The Lord said, shepherd my sheep.
Yeah.
Then he asked again. The Lord said, feed my sheep, you know. To feed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Praise the Lord. We have the prophetic word.
Amen.
Oh, I enjoyed the three sources of light that are in this verse in 2 Peter 1:19. The lamp, the day dawning, and the morning star.
Amen.
Right? So the lamp is certainly the word, right? The opening of his words gives light. And your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Amen.
The day dawning is the Lord as a son of righteousness, right, who will rise with healing in his wings, in Malachi 4:2. And the morning star is the Lord himself. He will give himself as the morning star to the overcomers.
Amen.
And he said, I am the morning star. So really all these sources of light are the Lord himself, right?
Amen.
When we come to the word, he's a lamp shining in a dark place. You know,
amen.
Sometimes we wake up in the morning and our heart is just in a dark place. But praise the Lord, we get in the word, we spend time with him, and the lamp begins to shine.
Wow.
And then we need to have this day dawn in us, day by day. On one hand, when the Lord comes back, that's the full dawning of the day. But morning by morning, we can experience this, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As I still have breath, I will sing to the Lord from my spirit.
Amen.
I will sing to the Lord from within. I will sing hallelujah to Jesus and be blended into oneness with him.
Amen.
Well, I had one verse that I really enjoyed the last few weeks, and that's Revelation 22:16. And it's become a living Rhema word to me after singing it for 2 weeks. Hallelujah. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things. I'm messing it up. For the church, I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord for 2 Peter 1:19. And we have the prophetic word made more firm, to which you do well to give heed, as to a lamp shining in a dark place.
Amen.
Until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Praise the Lord for the morning star. So I enjoyed from the ministry. It says, if we deal with the word livingly and properly, it surely will turn into the living Christ.
Amen.
This is the turning point. The word needs to be turned into Christ.
Amen.
The written word needs to be turned into the living word.
Amen.
We can never separate Christ from the living word. We should give heed to the prophetic word until it rises within us as Christ.
Amen.
As a phosphorus. As the day breaking to the darkness.
Amen.
So we need to spend adequate time with the Lord in his word exercising our spirit.
Amen.
Until the morning star rises in our hearts. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So two words stood out to me in this outline. Give heed. Wow, man. You know, we have to perfect the word with us. And I feel like it can't be more firm than this. You know, this is the third time we get into this word, right? By making ourselves ready. By every week there is a different way or a different principle for us to make ourselves ready. But what are we going to do this with this word? Give heed. And I look it up. What does that mean, to give heed? To give heed is to give serious. It should be a serious warning to us and a consideration. And not just to pay attention. It's to pay serious attention. It's not just to pay attention, but pay serious attention.
Amen.
And it should affect us, right? And even in our action. Do we take this word into consideration when we act? Like the last night's message, how does it affect us? It should have an effect in our living to make us ready.
Amen.
Amen. Excuse me, my attire, I'm ready for the picnic. Psalms 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The opening of your words, key on opening, the opening of your words gives light, imparting understanding to the simple. So when I read the morning revival, I read a message, and I don't understand a word, I will go to the footnotes. Read the footnotes, saints. It's got the light. Amen. If I don't understand that, I'll go to the ministry of the word. Read the ministry of the word. Right. But you know, that can all be the wrong direction. If that's my mind that wants to understand it, I'm missing Christ. Wow. And I've noticed that lately, because I do that. When I want to understand this, but I'm understanding it in my mind. I want to touch the person of Christ.
Amen.
And you know the other thing, the morning, we talk about the morning, is have peace when you touch the word. Wow. I don't know about you all, in the morning my mind's going like this in a million directions. What do I got to do today? And I'm reading the word. I got to read. I got 10 more minutes to read. I'm not touching the Lord when that happens. So praise the Lord that the ministry speaks. Open the word by opening your spirit and
Amen.
Being at peace.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Paying heed to the prophetic word is not the goal. 2 Peter 1:19 says, until the day dawns. Until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts.
Yeah.
Simply coming to the prophetic word can actually become a distraction. The Jews have not yet rebuilt the temple. That gives me 3.5 years, right? I have 3.5 years to prepare. No, sorry. Luke 12:20, though, reminds us that our souls may be required this night.
Yeah.
We only have now.
Amen.
When we come to the word in a prayerful way, we give the Lord an opportunity as the morning star to rise in our heart.
Yeah.
Our heart contains our mind, emotion, and will. The three elements of our souls are vessels waiting to be filled with oil. Mm-hmm. May we all spend more time in the Lord's presence being filled in spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to go to the final part of the outline, point four. And we have a song regarding that point.
And we borrowed the tune from a sister. Now she is with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
If we give heed continually to the shining word of the scriptures, we will have the kingdom as the day dawning in us, and Christ as the morning star. The morning star rising in our hearts before his actual appearing, as the bright morning star rising in our hearts before his actual appearing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Saints, are we watchful and ready? Are we faithful and prudent? Or are we slothful and so easily be deceived by the lies of the world. Brother Watchman Nee has such an aspiration for his life. Either be a martyr or be raptured. Amen. The question is, why would a Christian believer set such a goal for his life? Well, there are two kinds of walks in Christian life. In the book of Galatians, one is general walk. You can be a nominal Christian. Number two is specific walk. Mm-hmm. In their life, that they have actual oil accumulating daily, privately, secretly. Amen. That they are fervently loving the Lord, passionately, intimately fellowshipping with the Lord, and they are ready and watchful and longing for his appearing.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the prophetic word.
Amen.
It says that if the church does not pay adequate attention to these prophecies, many believers will inevitably lose faith. So the prophetic word is for our faith. Wow. It's not to satisfy our curiosity. So we should engage the word and mix it with our faith. This is by praying the word, singing the word. And by this, our faith will be made strong. And we can also, you know, endure the tide of this age.
Amen.
And we also sense when we're engaging with the word, there's the morning star slowly rising in our hearts. I just realized that this word on the morning star rising does not just mean the Lord's appearing, but also implies him as the shining, his kingdom is having the preeminence in our hearts. It's rising.
Amen.
So saints, may we give heed.
Amen.
In 2 Peter 1:19, we have prophetic word and the morning star rise in our heart.
Amen.
The Bible should not simply be word in black and white. We should keep heed the word of God until there's something rise within us.
Amen.
The written word is turned into the living word.
Right.
That is Christ as your morning star. To have the knowledge of the Bible is one thing. To have rising star in our spirit is another.
Amen.
Dear saints, we need to keep heed the word of God in the living way. The surrounding may be full of darkness, but within us, within, in enlightening, shining, filling with glory, no matter what situation we are in, we can still say, "Oh, Lord Jesus, amen. I love you."
Amen.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
The reason the chief priests and scribes missed, even though they had the knowledge concerning Christ's birth in Bethlehem, they missed his first coming because they were lacking two things. One was a seeking heart, and the other was the living vision. And actually, these two things are tied together because in order to have the living vision, we need a seeking heart. And that's what touched me in this week's morning revival, that if we don't have the seeking heart, then the word will not be converted from the written word to the living word.
Amen.
In that day, that living star was outward to the Magi, but today it's inside of us as the morning star.
Amen.
And so when Christ comes again a second time, it won't be a surprise to us. Because if we are those who give heed to the prophetic word as a lamp shining in a dark place, then it will lead us to that day when the day dawns and we're in the kingdom age.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, I just want to love your appearing.
Amen.
I just want to be the faithful slave that puts his master above all else, Lord. When I was preparing to share a couple days ago, what really touched me was this verse in Matthew 24:45. Who then is the faithful and prudent slave whom the master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time? Saints, I want to admit to you that I'm not the faithful and prudent slave. I might just only be the prudent slave. Because I really do fear the consequence when, you know, what happens when the Lord comes back, but when I'm not ready. You know, I just fear the consequence. I'm the slave who is faithful, just because he doesn't want to be beat up. But I just want to love the Lord in a new way, where I just love him above all else, and not just not just for the consequence.
Praise the Lord that so many times that our heart turned to the Lord. When this morning star rising up in our heart, you know, when we turn to the Lord, we are saved. When we turn to the Lord, that we are touched. When we turn to the Lord, that we have this, we have His word and vision. I really touched by His sister shared that we have this word and His vision. May the Lord really encourage us that we all have this prophetic word, that this word will kind of like a morning star rising up in our heart.
Amen.
I praise the Lord that when we have this vision, we seek the Lord. Amen. Then they're just like the four my guys, that they are looking for the Lord. And eventually, they may go through some kind of detour, but eventually they will find the Lord Jesus, and they are so happy to see the baby Jesus. May the Lord grant us such a vision and such a word that we live like the illuminaries in this world, that we have life of the word. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I think my tendency when I consider the Lord's open coming is that it gives me the license or the liberty to be lackadaisical. Right? If he's coming, why do we need to get ready? He's coming. His parousia. Right? But the thing is, as our brother shared, the Lord wants his bride. Amen. Saints. What is our cargo? What is our capital? Right. We have all those riches out there in the lobby, saints, to make us his bride.
Amen.
Because he's beautifying us.
Amen.
So when we come to the word to get beautified, to get washed, it has to be converted.
Amen.
We have to have that prophetic word, not as just the logos.
Right.
Right? It can't just be Isaiah 53, he was meek. It has to be when somebody wrongs me, now I'm not going to vindicate myself. Because Isaiah 53 says the Lord was meek. And all of a sudden, that rises up as rhema in me. Right? So we have these ones as our pattern. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. I was not going to share this morning, but I was so encouraged by seeing all the saints from the Central Valley that I just had to stand up and share.
Amen.
You know, we know we love the Lord by our love for the brothers. And I was just really encouraged this morning. And I really enjoyed, from this message, I enjoyed the amount of light we receive is dependent on the amount of openness that we give the Lord.
Amen.
You know, some mornings when I wake up, I'm just, my eyes are burning. I'm looking forward to my coffee. I read through my message and I go throughout my day, and then I just feel dead inside. I feel like I haven't touched the Lord at all. But then there's other morning saints where I just am excited to get up. I'm excited to touch the Lord. And then throughout the day, I feel the Lord's presence inside of me. And I'm able to dispense his life to those around me.
Amen.
So I just really appreciated that. The crucialness of touching the Lord in the morning as the morning dawns in our hearts. We just are encouraged that we may be encouragement to all those around us.
Amen.
Amen.
Saints. Oh. Are we numb toward the Lord's coming? Are we asleep towards the Lord's coming? How can we be ready for the Lord's coming? Is to take heed to the prophetic word.
Amen.
Made more firm. But how do we do this, saints? We need to be those who open to the word every morning.
Amen.
We need to be those who are seeking. If we're not seeking, we will be ones who are stagnant. I remember a couple weeks ago, I was so unwilling to read the word. But I really enjoyed Psalms 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Amen.
Sometimes there's so many things blocking us in our mind. Like this morning, there were so many things racing in my mind.
Right.
But when we enter into the prophetic word, it actually simplifies our whole being to love this person. Psalms 119, 130 says, "The opening of your words gives light, imparting understanding to the simple."
Yeah.
So we need to be those who simplify our beings.
Amen.
to take heed to the prophetic word made more firm.
Amen.
Until the morning star rises in our hearts.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Lord, may thy word in me become the spirit as my life supply.
Amen.
And may thy spirit in thy word, may my true expression be thereby.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the song. Praise for the hymn. Lord Jesus, we all know that written word, it becomes the living word.
Right.
The living word can become the applying word.
Amen.
That applying word becomes the shining in our heart and also become the experiences in our daily living.
Amen.
That exposes all the darkness in us.
Amen.
And that also can subdue me.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, praise the Lord. May this word, every morning we come up, we become the Mija.
Amen.
Just go looking after that morning star.
Amen.
Even with the morning food.
Amen.
If I just say, Lord Jesus, the husbands, if you want to subdue wife, read the word with them. The parents, you want obedient children, read the word with them.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, we have a practical way day by day.
Amen.
Morning by morning. Nothing comes simple. Recently, I attended the funeral with the age 98 and also attended the, Zoom by the 98, the brothers. If we have, at my age, I have 30 more years, praise the Lord. For those you can have 80 or 90 years old, 90 more years, praise the Lord, get into such a reading life.
Amen.
Oh, get into the Word.
Amen.
I'm so glad I know a lot of you guys. Psalm 73:20 says, like a dream, when one awakes, you, O Lord, upon arising will despise their image. I was enjoying this morning. This is actually talking about, the psalmist is talking about the present world situation, right? And how he feels like it's such a dark age. And it's like, it's so unrighteous, right? He says in a verse, they say, how does God know, and is there knowledge with the Most High? I was just touched with this message. Like, this is the dark age we're in, right? Actually, at the end, the psalmist did not find the answer, but he went to seek God.
Wow.
So I think that says something about the shining of the morning star in our hearts, right?
Amen.
You know, I always ask God, what's the answer? And I wish that he could give me one. But maybe the answer is the shining itself.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Shining is so. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we need for present to give heed to the lamp shining in the dark place until the day dawns and morning star rises in your hearts.
Amen.
So we need more to take heed. We give to pay attention to morning, until morning. We have all the darkness. The present age is darkness. All the evil satanic world. So we need to turn. Every time, we need to turn into the Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we need more exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Lord, I can do nothing. You are able to do. Lord Jesus, so we can exercise our spirit daily.
Amen.
To enjoy Him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I was really touched by the songs that we sang, talking about the need for the Word and the Spirit.
Yeah.
And I was just really touched by the title again, this need for us to come to the Word, but to come to it until the morning star rises in our heart.
Amen.
I feel like so many mornings I come to the Word, and just when the morning star is about to rise, I'm like, okay, I'm off for work. And I don't allow it to shine. And I'm just, really, really touched this morning that there's this need for us to really allow the Lord to shine, for Him to allow for the Spirit to be mixed with the Word.
Amen.
I've been enjoying these two verses for the past 2 weeks, and I just want to read it to you guys. This is 1 Thessalonians 1, 5, and 6. It says, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance. I'm going to skip a little bit. And then it says, having received the word in much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
How do we give heed to the perfected word? I was reminded that the Lord charged us, we need to love him with our whole heart,
Amen.
Whole mind,
Amen.
Whole soul, with our whole strength.
Amen.
Then this is the proper condition to give heed to the perfected word. Then this word, when we exercise spirit to touch the word, every time we come to the word, we need to consider we come to the Lord,
Amen.
Right? To receive him as our life supply. This word will become phosphorus.
Yeah.
Morning star, in Greek, actually is phosphorus.
Wow.
Means shining in dark place.
Amen.
So may we all, whenever we come to the word, when it's the Lord, we come to you. We love you with all my strength, all my heart. Then, you know, we exercise our spirit to touch the word.
Amen.
We receive the word. We touch the spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll ask that no more come to the mics. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We can watch him pray.
Amen.
This morning I was exposed because a lot of times I watch and then I react because that's what I like to do. This morning I really enjoy the Lord as the do not disturb sign. I realized that when I put on the do not disturb sign, that when the temptation comes, it will not enter because we have Christ as the Spirit in us.
Amen.
And I just want to share something very simple, is that last night, I was about to go to bed, and I was not enjoying the Lord as much, but my little brother, he started singing hymns, and he's a sixth grader, and I remember I used to sing a lot of hymns when I was a sixth grader, and I realized the difference between him and I is that we have a change in heart. As I grow older, my heart begins to love the Lord, the world more, and as I see him, since he looks very similar to me, I realize that I just need to turn my heart to the Lord again.
Amen.
I need to find my first love, which is my best love for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That's the secret right there. The Bible says we need to pray unceasingly. How? Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And we need to pray. We need to pray for the saints. Oh, Lord Paul.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Larry.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, Don. Oh, Lord, Chin Fu, whoever. Okay? You know, we know who they are. And that is how to pray. Every moment, moment by moment, we have the tools. One of them, Alexa. Tell your Alexa to remind you every hour that you need to go, oh, Lord. Okay? You have your cell phone. Oh, Lord. I have my cell phone. It sings something. Him. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. That, in our heart, that is the seeking.
Amen.
It's there. We need to contact it.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Unceasingly. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Actually, this summer, my family went to New Zealand, and my dad and I went on a 600-mile road trip, very long road trip, but although we got some speed ticket, like, it was very long and it was very tenuous. But the thing was that, like, while we were driving, we got to destination. But the point is that it's not while we're driving, we don't think of, oh, like, driving, it sucks. It's like, oh, why? We think of the destination, oh, it's going to be so fun when we get there. I feel like it's the same way for here. Like, we're living in, like, yeah, the world is tough. There's so much homework. I'm a student. Like, there's so much test and project, like, every week. But the thing is that's not our purpose. Our purpose is not to drive, but to go to destination. And our destination is the Second Kingdom.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord. Amen. 2 Peter 1:19. And we have the prophetic word, make more firm, to which you do well to give heed as to a lamp shining in a dark place.
Amen.
Until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
Amen.
We have, praise the Lord, we have the Bible. We have the prophetic word. We love the word. The word shines on us and enlighten us. And this prophetic word is like a lamp shining in the dark place.
Amen.
So we open the word and it's shining. Like the brothers say, we can enjoy the shining. Like Bali feels so, the Lord is so lovable. there's a shining, there's a subduing, whatever you can say. That I love that one, Revelation 2:28. And to him I will give the morning star. Amen. So the Lord give the morning star to those who are watching, loving him and praying. Those he will give the morning star. Amen. So may we be those who love him, watch and pray. Until the day dawn, the morning star rises in our hearts. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm a senior in college, and over the years in college, I've seen that a lot of things are promoted as good or healthy. But actually, they're very dark and evil. And so the importance of coming to the prophetic word, and then eventually it becomes rhema to us, right. is that it even becomes, like, it clears our vision. It renews our sights. And we are protected by these distractions that are, you know, kind of promoted as good things when they're really not. Romans 13 says that the night is far advanced. Right. And right now, it's night. It's dark. This is our situation. And we should wake up and take heed and be watchful.
Amen.
And so, amen. I've just enjoyed that the word of God is really a safeguard against everything that is perverted and everything that is from the enemy.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord for gathering us here.
Amen.
Just realize this is not a small deal. This is a big deal.
Amen.
Oh, that we can be here this weekend to be reminded.
Amen.
Oh, to watch for our Lord's coming.
Amen.
I just enjoyed some points from the message. I just let's touch. The brother said Jacob was still not mature after losing Rachel. Like, we can go through some things. And we think, Lord, we've gone through this thing.
Right.
But the Lord still needs to give us so many more opportunities because we still need so many more opportunities for maturation.
Amen.
Oh, he said, only by loving him can we grow in life.
Amen.
Oh, so every day we need to give heed to the prophetic word.
Amen.
Oh, only this word is going to do the shining that will subdue and correct and adjust our being.
Amen.
Oh, he said that we need to study these prophecies
Amen.
Of the Lord's coming. Oh, in order for us to be watchful. I was just touched. It's the believers who can fall into darkness. Oh, we don't mean to fall. Oh, a fall is an accident. So we need this prophetic word so we can be watchful.
Amen.
Then he also said, lastly, he said we need to give heed, and give heed is entering in until.
Amen.
Oh, I just realized in my time with the Lord, I need to do it until.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may we enter in until something rises in our being.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I wasn't expecting to share, but I just felt like the morning star is rising in my heart. I just
Amen.
Need to respond. Praise the Lord for the Rhema word. This matter about our heart really touched me, and it's been something that I've been reading about recently, and I just feel like I have to share about it. It's, you know, we want to have a clean heart, but more than that, we need to have a pure heart, and we need a single heart.
Amen.
And the heart is the entrance, right? So when Brother Matthew was sharing, and I was reading this recently, I just felt like I need to share about this because it's not enough, saints, to have a clean heart. We need to have a heart that's pure, has no mixture, and a single heart, one that is just only focused on the Lord.
Amen.
And He is our only aim. We don't have other goals. And I feel like if we focus on that, we will be those who love the Lord
Amen.
And love His appearing. If we realize what the condition of our heart is, I feel like that's really the key. So, amen. Praise the Lord. May the morning star rise in our heart.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
It's really not a small matter that we could be here.
Amen.
It's a big deal that we could be here to hear this word
amen.
And make ourselves ready.
Amen.
So this message is based on 2 Peter 1:19. So as a simple conclusion. I'd like to, again, visit this verse in a simple way, summarize it in 4 points. And we have the prophetic word. This is the first point. We have the prophetic word.
Amen.
And then the second point is that we need to give heed.
Yes.
It's not enough to just have the prophetic word, but we need to give heed. And then the third is the result of having the prophetic word and giving heed to the prophetic word. Well, there is a lamb shining in the darkness.
Amen.
We're in that world. We need a lamp shining.
Amen.
And the result is that the day dawns. How does it dawn? Well, it dawns by the morning stars appearing in our hearts.
Amen.
You know, when the Lord came the first time, you know, this Magi from the east, they saw the star. I think they were the ancient astronomers. Somehow they had the wisdom to know the star is different. You know, when I go to the wilderness and I saw a lot of stars, they all look the same to me. I cannot discern. You know, that star was a sign to the seeking ones, to the ones who are able to discern, you know, the sky, you know. But even with the star is not enough, right? They were led to Jerusalem with the help of the priests and the scribes and say, hey, we have a verse. In Micah 5:2 tells us exactly where Jesus will be born. Bethlehem. Bethlehem is a small town. It says, Bethlehem, you are the small among the 10,000s of Judah. But out of you will come the ruler of Israel. And you're going forth, and his going forth is from eternity.
Amen.
What a verse. You know, it was wonderful that the scribes were able to pick this out because they give heed. They pay attention to the prophetic word. But as we talk about, they did not give heed to the prophetic word.
Yeah,
rather, the Magi was able to find the Lord and worship him.
Amen.
So in his first coming, we have the star and we have the prophetic word. Guess what we need for his second coming? We need the prophetic word and we will have the star.
Amen.
So this prophetic word will bring us to the star. And Peter said, but we have.
Amen.
That's something that we own.
Right.
As Christians, especially in the Lord's recovery, we have the prophetic word.
Amen.
So don't say you don't have it.
Right.
After today, you have it.
Yeah.
But the point is, what are you going to do with that prophetic word?
Right.
So Peter said, give heed to the prophetic word. What does it mean to give heed? You know, I was thinking that we are meeting here, but what if all of a sudden the speaker and the PA system said, attention, everyone, attention, the hotel is on fire. You must evacuate in 5 minutes. Am I able? Brother Abel is still sitting there. I got it. I heard it. I acknowledge it. Man, it's serious. He's not giving heed,
right.
Because, yeah, he'll be running out the first one. So to give heed to the prophetic word is to take action.
Yeah.
To have a living that is according to that word.
Amen.
That is what it means to give heed.
Amen.
Right? When we give heed, like many saints share, this logos will become rhema in our life. And this rhema will become a revelation to control how we live and how we walk.
Right.
So as we give heed to the prophetic word, what will happen? There will be a lamp shining in the darkness.
Wow.
I don't think we need to, debate about this point. The world is dark.
Yeah.
And we are dark. We live in the darkness every day. You know, I was thinking at home, I have a habit of getting up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. And because it's my bedroom, I know I got off and just went. But last night I was in the hotel room. I got up. Where am I? And where do I go? So it took me a while to adjust. Inwardly realized I'm in the hotel. This is not your home. And I need to navigate the path to the bathroom. But my point is darkness immobilizes us.
Yeah.
Darkness put us in a passive way, put us in fear. Right? When we are in darkness, we are useless to God's move. We cannot move because we are in darkness. So that word, the prophetic word, has to become light to us.
Amen.
Then we all can move.
Amen.
So hopefully today, as we receive the prophetic word, we will see the light and we will become part of God's move.
Amen.
And as such, we will have the morning star.
Amen.
You know, the book of Revelation begins with the morning star in chapter 2 as a reward to the overcomers.
Amen.
And it ends with the morning star as the fulfillment to the overcomers.
Amen.
So today, you know, we need to have this morning star rising.
Amen.
You know, rising, that's like the sun rising in our heart every day.
Amen.
We shouldn't just passively wait for the Lord's return. We should hasten his return.
Amen.
By enjoying him as the morning star every morning.
Right.
Every day he's the morning star to us.
Amen.
And by doing that, we can hasten his return.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for the prophetic word. And by giving heed to this prophetic word, we are the light in darkness, and we can enjoy the morning star in our life and expecting and hastening the Lord's return.
Amen. Amen. Amen.